The Palestinian women's football team will play their first ever match in Europe this evening when they take part in a friendly fixture at Dublin's Dalyman Park. Bohemians Football Club say they invited the team as an act of solidarity with the Palestinian people and to raise funds for humanitarian efforts in the region. Some of the women have travelled from the West Bank to take part in today's match. Other members of the team have not been able to travel due to limits on freedom of movement. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has this report.
Dalyman Park on Dublin's north side has hosted many historic football games, and tonight another will be added to the list when the Palestinian women's football team play their very first game outside of Europe here. They take on Bohemians women's side, who say they invited the team as an act of solidarity. For those taking part, this is more than just a game.
Dima Saeed, I'm the team manager. This may look like it's a football match, but it's much more than that for us. It's a way to convey our message and to make sure that the solidarity between the Palestinian people and the Irish people will always exist.
From a footballing point of view, how important is it that the team gets together at this juncture? Because I know it's not always easy for the team to come together, is it?
Yeah, as a team manager, it's been crazy to get all the players together. We haven't had the chance to practice all together, all the full 22 members of the team until now, and some of our players have not been able to make it to Ireland as well. So one of the most of the biggest obstacles we face as Palestinians and Palestinian athletes is the freedom of movement within the Palestinian territories. In a football perspective, that does affect the harmony of the team and the level of the team, but at the same time, this is how we live as Palestinians. We're used to that, and we are very resilient as people.
This game takes place against the backdrop of the war in Gaza, which is now in its eighth month, and it has impacted the team in many ways.
I'm Mira Natour. I'm a Palestinian national team soccer player. A lot of girls have different stories. One have lost one of their families, one brothers or even cousins, they got into the jail. Despite the challenges and despite the circumstances we are facing, we have the rights to play soccer, we have the rights to travel. We deserve respect.
For manager Dima Saeed, the conflict has brought an end to her playing career.
Me personally, I've stopped playing. I used to be the team captain not so long ago. After the war happened, I decided to stop because I could not do it physically. Mentally, it was too much, too draining for me to play football. And I can see how hard it is for other players as well. It's really hard for them to focus and be 100% mentally prepared for the match. We do our best as a management team, but it's always challenging.
The match is taking place on the 76th anniversary of Nakba, which means catastrophe in Arabic, and refers to the mass displacement and dispossession of Palestinians during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War.
I'm Charlotte Phillips. I'm from Toronto, Canada, originally from Palestine. We're playing on Nakba Day, which is obviously a very significant day for Palestinians and for other people around the world, especially people in the diaspora, which I'm a part of. My family were kicked out twice, once in 1948, and then once again in the 67 War, they were displaced again. So yeah, it means to be playing on Nakba Day, it's something I can't describe, especially having my grandparents traveling here who were kicked out to now come and see us play. It's unbelievable.
My name is Robin Baird and I'm a Bohemians FC football player. It's a huge event here at Bowes. It shows, I think, the solidarity between the two countries, and I think all the girls were just ecstatic to be a part of an event that will most definitely go down in history. Walking out into a sold out Daily Mount, it's nothing that I've ever experienced before. I probably only ever played in front of 400 people, if even. So to see a sellout in Daily Mount, to show that everyone's out here supporting, it's brilliant.
Those involved in Palestinian football say the match has an important message.
Lieutenant General Jibril Rajoub, the president of the Palestinian Football Association. We are coming here with a message of hope, with a message to Europe that it's the time to make justice, to settle this conflict.
Some say that football and politics shouldn't mix, but how important do you feel sport is in highlighting causes like this?
Football is a global language, connecting peoples, building bridges. Having a woman national team from Palestine playing in Europe is a historic, effective, great event. I believe that our justice cause could also be settled through sport.
But for others, the support they've received here is what will stay with them. Captain Mira Natour again.
This game and being in Ireland is being home in Palestine. Here, you can express your feeling. You can say I'm a Palestinian, you know, because in Palestine, I can't give any symbol that I'm Palestinian. Even I can't wear colors that have a Palestinian flag. But here, it's like I'm living in my home.
And you were listening there to Mira Natour. She's captain of the Palestinian women's football team. Ending that report by our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Librari. Now, all 4,500 tickets for tonight's match against Bohemians are sold out. But people can buy non-attendance tickets. You can buy a stream of the game or make a donation, the proceeds of which will all go to Palestinian humanitarian causes.